listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation. Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon that we've called for 18 plus years, Raising the Standard. Donna and I co-pastor a church here in Stuart, Florida that we have for 23 years that God gave us a name way back. Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, right out of Revelation 19:10. So we're honored to be here with you. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1. And our purpose is to raise the standard in the body of Christ and bring some attention and some truth to the listeners to this program every week, or if you're listening for the first time, some truth that a lot of people don't know. We get locked into old traditions and things that have been taught for several hundred years, and we think that's the truth. And you know, if you tell a lie long enough, it can become a truth to some people. But we see a lot of things that are not truth. And so this is what we try to do on this program, to give you the Jewish understanding, what God put in place to the Jewish people. And we know this Bible I have in front of me was written by the Jewish people. So we need to glean from them. Instead, around 325 AD, we had a man came and he took all the Jewish aspects out of the Word of God and forbid the Jews to do a lot of things that they do in their normal life with their ceremonies that they do, the appointed times and all that. And he stopped all that. And so because of that, the church has suffered for years. And so we've been robbed of our Jewish roots. And so we spend a lot of time on this program talking about the truth of a lot of these things so you can understand where we're really at on the calendar and all that. And you won't be deceived and fooled. And it doesn't matter what man has to say or what some theologian thinks. What matters is what the Bible says. And so we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. Our purpose is to do that, to raise the standard in the body of Christ. And when you know the truth, Jesus said the truth will make you free. Right, Pastor Donna?
Amen.
So we're honored to be here with you. And I hope you can stay tuned in for the whole program. If you can't, we do offer CDs or tapes. Tapes are almost a thing of the past, but we offer those. If you'd want to purchase one of those, all we ask for is a love offering, whatever the Lord would show you. And you can make out a check to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. Mail it to Post Office Box 413. That's in Stuart, Florida. And our zip here is 995. We'll be glad to get it out to you. We also offer this incredible book that I wrote, and it's not incredible because of me, but it's incredible because we have an incredible God. The book I wrote about the prophetic calendar and the prophetic pictures of the Messiah all through the Bible as revealed in God's appointed times. We offer that book for $25 plus maybe $3 or $4 for shipping and handling. We'd be glad to get it out to you. As you listen to the program today, you might get stirred up and you might want a copy of it. And so we've sent out a lot of people's bought them, and it's being taught a lot of different places, and it's not for me to blow my horn because I don't ever do that. It's all about the Lord. We never copyrighted one thing in the book. You can Xerox all of it you want. We don't care. The main thing is the truth of the Word of God. We're not trying to make any money off of it. We just want people to be brought to a new place to know the truth in the Word of God. It's always been here. It's never not been there, but men have looked at it in the wrong way. And so we hope, as I said, you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. And we're going to talk about some things maybe a little bit today. We're getting ready to go into the Passover now. And now we have a new moon, don't we, Pastor Donna?
Yes.
We're a new moon, so we're in the month of Nisan now. And so remember that Purim has to come before Passover. It can't be the other way around like we're seeing in our country. So we're looking at it the way God wants us to look at it and the truth of all of it. And so Pastor Donna's got a couple of things she wanted to mention here, and then we might do a little teaching on this. I was thinking as before we came on a little bit about the calendar that a lot of Christians don't know about, and I might look at a couple of things with you in the book of Genesis and the book of Exodus to show you about the calendar. See, God has a month that's called the beginning of months, and he also has, over in Ezekiel, he has another month called the beginning of years. We need to know what those are, and if we don't, well, then we're messed up already prophetically. We're not on a Gregorian calendar in the scriptures that God gave us. This is a lunar calendar and nothing else. Not a Babylonian calendar, Chaldean, it doesn't matter. What we're looking at the Bible. That's what God shows with the calendar he gave us. He's never changed it. I always think about, some people told me, well, Pastor Gene, we're in the New Testament now. We're not going by all that. But you read the book of Revelation. It tells you over there that there's going to be a terrible time that's going to come upon the earth. And part of it, the last 3.5 years, is going to last for 42 months or 1,260 days. So you look at that. What is that? That's 30 days each month. So it's the same calendar that they had back in Genesis chapter 8. It's just God changed the number on the calendar. We'll talk about that maybe for a moment or two here when Pastor Donna gets done with the announcement. So I hope you get excited about this. I could just stand up and start talking about this and go on and on and on. There's so much in it, so much truth that we've lost down through the years. And people are humdrum. People don't want to study on their own. They want to listen to what somebody else has to say. Read the Word. You study it. Look, just take it. For what it says. We talk about ABCs all the time, don't we, Pastor Don? Always based on context. So we don't look at just one verse and take it out of context. We got to look at everything that's been said around it, maybe a whole chapter, and then we're going to get a true understanding of what God wants us to know. And if we don't, we can come up with all kinds of pretexts of what the Bible's saying. It's got one central truth, and that's it. So praise God. I'm getting excited already, Pastor Don.
Amen.
All right, go ahead.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. And we thank you that Jesus has the answer.
He sure does.
The Holy Ghost will teach us. Well, I do want to mention that we do have services here in Stuart, Florida. We meet with the Lord, and we come together on Friday night for Shabbat, and that's at 7 p.m., and we also have a communion, spend time seeking God's presence by spending time with him. We call it soaking, but you could call it just getting into God's presence.
Lord, yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
With wonderful worship. You know, God said to worship him. He says, worship God.
In
worship
spirit God. And truth, hallelujah.
It says over there in John, in the book of Revelation, says, worship God, for the testimony of Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy.
Hallelujah.
So Friday night, we have our Shabbat service, and then we come together on Saturday as well at 4 o'clock, and we have a little teaching. A teacher. There's so many good teachers out there, you know, by video or Pastor Gene will teach, or, you know, we'll just see however we led by the Holy Ghost. And I'm not really even sure what we're going to be doing this afternoon, because we're just really blessed. Barbara has been filled in for us so much.
Barbara Whitt. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Barbara.
Recovering from situations, but praise the Lord that each day we are getting stronger, and we just continue to trust in the Lord. And then we close out the Shabbat with our prayers, the closing of the Shabbat that evening with a little meal. And then we come together again on which I hate to even say the word Sunday, because that's a pagan name too.
Right, all
Sunday,
those days are.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's
first day of the week. Yeah.
That's what everybody knows.
Yeah.
And you know, actually, God named them first day, second day, third day, fourth
that's
day,
right.
Fifth day, sixth day, seventh day. Can we count to seven? You know.
Sure.
And also, even the months originally were the first month, the second month, the third month. But you know, down through time, things have changed, and we know it's the enemy who's come to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's it.
Jesus said that in John 10:10. So now we have all these pagan names for the days of the week
and the months, even,
and also for the months. And even in the Jewish calendar, that some of those names are pagan as well. I think, October, I think that means 8, doesn't it? And then there's a few of them that stand for numbers, but like December, that's D-Deca, I guess that would be
Those all came from the Roman Empire.
All that came from the Roman
Empire. That's right.
Roman Empire. So
they put all that in place.
You know, the enemy has stolen a lot, but we want to be truth seekers. And I think we don't all have all the truth, but as long as God knows our heart.
That's
what
counts.
That's what God looks at. He looks at the heart. And so to know the truth.
To be genuine with him.
We want to know the truth. The Bible says that the truth will make us free.
Hallelujah.
So we are in the month of Nisan. Actually, this month had really in the first covenant, it's called,
Abib?
Abib.
It's also can be called Aviv. A-V-I-V, yeah.
You know, Aviv just means they're looking for the, it has to do with the barley, you know, it has to do with the barley, looking for the grain, the barley. And, you know, you think about when Yeshua, when he came into Jerusalem, right on that day of, they call Palm Sunday, mm-hmm. which is not what it was called. It was on the 10th day
of Nisan.
And, you know, they were waving branches, weren't they?
Yep.
So, and that was the time of the barley harvest, And we could even talk about that. Maybe we will in the next few weeks about the barley and how the token resurrection. It's a picture of the barley harvest. And so in Israel, the barley is out now. They can see it. Hallelujah. So I want to mention also we're going to be having a wonderful Purim festival.
It was wonderful.
Feast, and it was just absolutely
so anointed.
Awesome. Everyone was blessed. Yeah. And we're going to have a Passover, and it will be I'm going to just give you the date. It's going to be at 3 o'clock on the 24th. And so that will be actually...
Our Seder.
Mm-hmm. It'll be on the first of the Omer 1. It'll be on what we would call Nisan 16. So that would be on the 24th. Actually, Passover starts before that. Unleavened bread starts before that on the... We'll talk about that, about the 14th, and the 15th, and the 16th. It lasts for how many days? 7 days, right?
Yeah, unleavened bread, that's right.
7 days. And that's the time of when Yeshua died and rose again.
All during that time.
During that time.
That's right.
And so we will be celebrating what? Resurrection.
Resurrection.
Well, some of you have already celebrated resurrection.
Yeah.
And, you know... You know, we can celebrate the resurrection of Yeshua
every day. Yeah, we thank God.
He is
the resurrection and life.
And no man can come to the Father but...
Except by Him.
By Him.
That's right.
But we want to try to stay on God's calendar. And that's the name of Pastor Gene's book. And it's been that name for how many years, Pastor Gene?
Long time.
You wrote that book, I don't know how many years ago, 20 years ago?
I've lost track. I started studying it in 1988.
But you have added to it and changed things as we know, as we grow and we know more. God gives you more and more. And so as the Lord shows us, and you know, we do have it available. And we just ordered some more books because different people are wanting to read it and know more about. It's so wonderful that people are becoming interested.
And hungry.
Hungry for knowing the feast of the Lord and knowing when Yeshua is coming back, because he's going to fulfill every single one of the feasts. But in the next couple of weeks, we'll be talking about Passover and unleavened bread and the ministry that Yeshua did during that time.
That's right.
You know, because we want to be on God's calendar.
That's it.
Now, the name of the book that you wrote is called what?
Well, it's
God's calendar.
God's prophetic calendar, and it's also called the Pictures of the Messiah, as revealed, in God's appointed times.
God's appointed times.
Yeshua is revealed through all of it. Yeah.
Everything is according to God's appointed times.
Well, we're talking about Passover. I was thinking about this. You know, people think about Passover. It is the key day. It's the 14th of Nisan. But think about it. The Passover season goes from Nisan 10 until Nisan 21. It includes the 4 days of preparation, and then the actual day of Passover, and then we have 7 days of unleavened bread, brings us up to the 21st of the month. So that's called the Passover season. And it's a holy time in Israel every year.
It's a holy time.
That's right.
Now, on the Jewish calendar, they don't actually show the 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. They show from the 14th through the 20th,
right.
Through the 21st, I believe. But I want to mention our telephone number, Pastor Gene, because we do have services here, and if you'd like to know more information or you'd like to have... information about Pastor Gene's book. We'll be glad to send you a flyer on that. The phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. 7007.
That's right.
Amen. Well, I also want to mention, Pastor Gene, this is not only the time of Passover, but this is the beginning of the year.
That's right.
And this, I'm excited, and I said, I'll be glad when Nisan comes. I'll be glad when Nisan 1 comes, because we've been through 2 months of Adar, and it's been a tough 2 months, and I'm looking for a new beginning.
That's right.
I'm looking for a new year. Now, somebody will say, well, that's not New Year's, it's in January. Well, you know, according to God's
this
calendar.
Spiritual New Year, yeah.
This, and I want to live on the spiritual
that's
calendar.
That's right.
Not on
the civil.
Not on the silver calendar, which would be, you know, January, February, March, that Gregorian calendar, which is all, well, anyways, I don't want to live on that calendar. I want to live on God's prophetic calendar. And, of course, with the other calendar, that's the civil calendar, well, that has to do with what? Seasons.
Crops and all that.
And, God, and you know, Yeshua hasn't fulfilled all of the feasts of the Lord yet, but he has fulfilled these first four feasts.
Hallelujah.
That we've talked about,
the most
and that
important
we will
one.
Be talking about, because we're having these coming up right after another, because you know, Pentecost will be the next one after Passover.
Yeah.
So we are in this time of the new moon.
That's
and
right.
I've been checking my all about the last couple of days, just checking my phone, and you know, checking on the internet to find out exactly when it was, what time, and of course we're taping this program on Friday, so today is Saturday, so I'm sure today I will see sometime today that the new moon has been seen in Israel. And of course you can look for the new moon anywhere, but to know that according to God's word, it has to be seen in Israel.
That's it.
They had people all around Israel. I think it was 48 different places, and they would
heralds
be
on
up
mountains.
On mountains,
looking
and
for the
they,
new moon.
Not just one person, but you know, they would see when the new moon, and that's what we go by. We go by the new moon, and that's when it starts this prophetic year. And I think we should be excited that we are in this prophetic year right now, because I'm sure you're listening to this program right now, that the new moon has probably been seen.
Right.
And so we just want to rejoice and thank the Lord that we are in the month of Nisan, the month of the new spiritual calendar, and the new moon. Because the new moon is what we have to, they always have to look for that every single month. You know, they don't do it as much nowadays, I guess, as they did way back then.
Now,
but you know what?
Technically,
even when they were in captivity, you know, they really didn't have people to go out and look for the new moon.
That's
right?
Right.
But now that they're back in the land, there's certainly a lot of people, anybody can see the new moon. Just go to a high place, go to a mountaintop, and be a watcher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another thing God reminds me of. We need all be watchers. We need to watch and pray. The Bible says to watch and pray.
That's right.
We need to be watchmen. Mm-hmm. The Bible talks about a watchman too.
So while she's talking about new beginnings, let's think about this. God, you know, God has two calendars in his Bible,
mm-hmm.
that most people don't know. From Genesis 1:1 up to Exodus chapter 12, verse 2, they run a civil calendar. It started in the fall and it ran 12 months. That's how the year ran. But we see in chapter 12 of Exodus. Chapter 2, God made this statement. This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. So he changed the number on the calendar in Nisan chapter 12, verse 2. To show he was putting them on a spiritual calendar. So that
Exodus,
was
you mean
so,
Exodus chapter.
Exodus chapter 12. Yeah, did I say Verse, Genesis?
You said Nisan.
Nisan, okay, Exodus. Well, this is Nisan. Right. So at this point in time before this was the seventh month on the civil calendar, and God says, I'm going to make it now the first month. So this is the beginning of months. Now, somebody,
and that's a good point, too, because, see, he says the first month.
That's
now,
right.
How do we get all these other names? You know, why can't we keep it simple?
That's
first
right.
month, second month?
That's what he did. But then the other thing I wanted to mention, there's another scripture in Ezekiel chapter 40 tells you the beginning of the years. That's in the fall. Listen to this. Chapter 1 of verse 40. In the 25th year
mm-hmm.
of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, this will be what? The month of Tishri. It's on the civil calendar. In the 10th day of the month, what day would that be? That's the Day of Atonement. In the 14th year after the city was smitten, in the selfsame day, the hand of the Lord was upon me and brought me thither. So this shows us the beginning of the years, okay? And then Exodus chapter 12, verse 2 shows the beginning of the months. So there's something very significant. To kind of give you a picture of this, I'm going to take you over to Genesis chapter 8 for a moment. And I just want to show you something here, very prophetic, that a lot of people's overlooked. In Genesis chapter 8, remember the ark when the flood came and all that? And chapter 8, verse 4 says, "And the ark rested in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat." Well, now this was on the civil calendar. So the seventh month on the civil calendar was the month of what? Nisan. But in Exodus chapter 12, God changed it and makes it the first month now spiritually, okay? But the key thing with this verse in 8:4 is that the ark rested in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month. The ark delivered all those people from all the flood and everything. This is the exact same day in the future, on the 17th of Nisan, the exact same day, hundreds of years in the future, that Yeshua HaMashiach, our Messiah, rose from the dead. Isn't this incredible? So look at this. So these things are so important. So Jesus has to fulfill both of these calendars to be our Messiah. One other place, and then we're going to go on. I want to go to Joel chapter 2 with you for a moment. If you've been listening to this program any while, you should know this by now. But a lot of people don't know this. But I just want to show you this. It used to trouble me years ago until I began to study this thing out and see what God was trying to show with all. Because I got confused like a lot of other people. But we have to trust the Lord in everything that we do. Amen?
Amen.
So I'm going through the little book of Hosea. It's not a little book. It's quite long. I'm going to go to Joel chapter 2. And I want to show you something here. Listen to this in Joel chapter 2. I used to read this over and over. I said, "Lord, what is this?" He's showing us something about us. We have a civil life and we also have a spiritual life. Verse 23 says, "Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately." In the Hebrew, this former rain can mean a teacher of righteousness. "And he will cause to come down for you the rain," the teacher of righteousness, and he did come down, "the former rain and the latter rain in the first month." Now, this is the thing that threw me off. How can you have the former rain, which is in the spring, and the latter rain in the fall? How can they both be in the first month? Because we have two calendars in the Bible. Hallelujah. Jesus fulfilled the former rain. He put what Donna mentioned, Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, and Pentecost. That's all been fulfilled. But the latter rain now is going to come in the first month, which is the month of Tishri, on the civil calendar. Isn't that interesting? Tishri will become the seventh month on the civil calendar, which it is. All right? And that's going to be fulfilled as well. So Jesus fulfilled the former rain, but he hasn't fulfilled the latter rain as yet. But when he comes back, that will all be fulfilled. So he has to do both to be the Messiah. It's incredible. So it's like kind of like a mystery, but it's not. But this was the clue. I searched and searched, and I couldn't understand it until I got a hold of the calendar, understand the Jewish calendar, understood the times and seasons.
God's calendar,
and then this thing just jumped off the page. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward now to come into the time of the latter rain. Now, a lot of Bibles, to these other Bibles that are translated, are using the civil calendar. They'll tell you the former rain was in the fall and the latter rains in the spring because they're on the wrong calendar because God changed it in Exodus chapter 12.
Well, they're looking at it the other way.
That's right.
They're looking at it.
So remember, he didn't change the season of the year. All he did was he changed the number on the month. He took it from the seventh month and he made it become what? The first month. So what is it? It's a new beginning.
New beginning.
He was showing a new birth. I use this as an example. I'm 76. That's my civil calendar. But I'm 33 years old on my spiritual calendar. That's the most important one. So he was showing a new birth he was going to bring to Israel to bring them out of the captivity with the Egyptians and all that. And he was starting something new with them. But they didn't understand a lot of it and they failed. But,
you know, the enemy comes right in the center of things just
right.
To try to confuse people. And what does the enemy say about April? First day of April, right?
Yeah, April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day.
What a trick that is.
The devil is trying to fool us about these times and seasons of the Lord.
That's it.
You know, the Bible says we'll know the times and the seasons
right.
of the Lord. And so here we go through this. They start out the month, April 1st, with April Fool's Day. And then that's exactly what the devil wants to do. And you know, that's demonic.
Sure is.
Yeah, the devil wants to fool us, that's for sure. And how does the month end? Well, you turn a page and you come to May, and that's another pagan pagan holiday.
May Day.
Yeah. And that is very pagan. That's a pagan of death. And
that's
we need
right.
to talk about that, Pastor Gene, when we get closer to that. Because that is a terrible thing that happens. And terrible things happen during that time. And it's the occult world is operating during throughout this whole time. They want to start at the beginning with the fool. And they want to end the month with... over here, starting with May, with this May Day, with this death, and it's just terrible. But we just thank God that God's true, and it's gonna what God says is gonna come to pass, and we're gonna celebrate Passover. You know, see, the enemy doesn't want us to celebrate Passover.
No, nope.
He doesn't want us to. He just wants us to celebrate a word called Easter
and pervert it. Yeah,
and that's a demonic. Goddess, God,
yeah.
and those things, so they want to bypass all these
fertility
things.
God,
all yeah. Babylonian fertility God, and you know people, but you know you really can't blame people. A lot of people are being taught that.
That's right.
They're being taught the wrong thing, and you know there is a Jewish man that's on before our radio program. Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name.
Paul Neisen.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
But he taught a couple of weeks ago, and we were actually going to teach on it about.
All the paganism in this thing called Easter, how bad it is.
Paganism in the things called Easter. But, you know, the Lord led us a different way, and it's interesting because he covered all of that in his half-an-hour program before we were on, and it was so awesome. And he explained, made it very clear why the word Easter is in the King James Bible. And, you know, a lot of people feel it's a mistake and it should have been because it means Passover. But I believe...
it's not the word Pesach.
But I believe that when they put this together... They were trying to tell us, and you know, back in those years,
1600s, yeah,
over a thousand years after all these things, you know, Yeshua and all that, over a thousand years, 1600 years. Mm-hmm. But I believe that they were doing the best they could to show us, and he explained this quite well, and I can't explain it the way he did, but he explained it quite well, the same thing you say, is that, you know, they were trying to show that this time of Esther, worship was happening at close to the same time
as Passover,
and I was excited to hear him say that because so many people have come against. You know, I wish the Bible had made it more clear and described what that other religion was. But I believe that they were trying to tell us that these things were happening at close to the same time.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of pagan worship, and that's exactly why all of the names on the calendar, the one we have now. Have all pagan names. They all have pagan names. They're pagan gods. And Sunday, sun god.
That's right.
You know, do we go to church on Sunday to worship the sun god?
I hope not.
We don't. No, we don't. But that happens to be the name. We're born in this United States of America, and that's what we learned from the time we were a child when we had to learn the calendar, how many days there were, and how many,
right.
you know, all these things, how many
all
months
tradition.
There were. It's, you know, it's all, so much paganism is in it.
Yeah.
So even though we live where there's so many things that are happening, in this United States, and you know, there's going to be a lot more things. They're going to be putting up a Baal in New York City. It's going to be happen this month.
A monument of Baal, yeah.
I believe it's. I'm not sure what date it is, but I think it's somewhere around the 11th. I'm not sure of April. They're in New York City. They're and also in a place in Europe. They're going to be putting up this Baal.
Worship Baal.
Baal. It's to worship Baal. What's happening? And they say that they may put several. 100 of them up around the country, around the world. So what's happening to this country? We're falling. We're falling into
paganism.
Into paganism.
Drifting away from God.
Paganism is what's yeah. happening. So, you know, no wonder the enemy doesn't want us to celebrate these feasts of the Lord.
That's right. That's all it's all about. He's there to steal,
He's
kill,
all
destroy.
Around. He's
all
everywhere.
Around. He's trying to change everything. And the church ought to know the truth. And if they did, then we could stand up and a lot of this wouldn't be happening. But the church is so ignorant themselves that they don't even know these things. So they just fall in the trap, you know, with their Easter eggs and all the stuff that they do at that time and with their kids and all. It must just grieve the heart of God to see all this going on.
I mean, how stupid can we be?
That's
Rabbits
right.
bringing chicken eggs, Easter, it's just terrible.
Rabbits, yeah. But, rabbits and eggs.
Yeah, it is. It's really bad. And the church has fallen into it, and what do? The church joins in. The
That's
church
right.
celebrates it.
Yeah.
I mean, are they? That, is that why they want to fill their church on that what they call Easter Sunday
yeah.
and Christmas? these two holidays that are pagan. Both of them are pagan holidays. But, you know, people don't want to hear that. A lot of people don't. A lot of you are listening right now. You don't want to hear that, you know, because you like it. It's fun. It's fun for you. Oh, my kids are going to miss out.
Yeah.
You know what? If we teach our kids the right way and the truth, they won't miss out. And you know, they won't miss out at all.
The Bible says when you know the truth, you come out from among them. So you stay away from it. But a lot of parents don't want to do that. And a lot
because
of churches
we've
do
been,
the same thing.
We've been,
Easter
it's
egg
a tradition.
Hunts and all that.
It's
right.
Tradition.
That's right.
And you know, even the Jewish people have traditions that are not of God.
Yes.
So, you know, it's not that they're perfect.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of traditions that are not of God. I mean, they put an egg on their Seder plate.
Yeah.
I don't read anywhere in the Bible where there's an egg on the Seder plate.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Go back and read what it says in Exodus. So we have the Seder plate and all, but I don't put an egg on it. I don't feel that we're supposed to put an egg on that Seder plate.
That's right.
And there's no place that I have seen where they do it, even though the Jewish people do it, and they have a reason because they're talking about life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
so you think about the church right now, they just celebrated the resurrection. You think about this. You know, Purim has to come before Nisan.
That's right.
We're just now going to Nisan. So how could the resurrection be at that time? It can't be.
Mm-hmm.
And all we got to do is look at the Jewish people in Israel. When are they going to celebrate Passover? At the end of this month, like we're going to. That's when it was done because we had 2 months of Adar. They don't do it at the first month of Adar. They do it at the second month of Adar. It's like trying to put the cart before the horse. It don't work.
That's right.
But that's what and we're so foolish to do that.
That's right.
Because we're on the wrong calendar.
Well, people think that Passover is just a Jewish thing, but
it's
it
not.
Says it's one of the feasts of the Lord. Who is the Lord?
That's
you
right.
know, the Lord
Yod
is
hey,
the Lord
hey.
God. Yod Hey Vav Hey. It's
That's
the feast
right.
of the Lord. It's not. You know, it's God just happened to use the Jewish people, but that doesn't mean that it's not. Are we not grafted in? Are we not grafted in? It says. Are we? It says neither Jew nor Gentile. Are we not part of the part of grafted in to the true branch?
That's right.
To the true olive tree.
We are.
We are. So we are. I say we're spiritual Jews. You know,
yes,
we're
we are.
Spiritual
we are.
Israel. We're spiritual Israel. We don't even have to use the word Jews. We're spiritual Israel because we're joined into the promises that that Jacob received. That you know that they all received from Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't we, Pastor
sure.
Gene? Praise
sure.
God. So we're excited to celebrate that. So I just want to mention we only have a limited seating. So if you want to be part of this Passover.
Seder,
you need to give us a phone call at area code 772-285-7007 if you'd like to be part of that on the 24th.
And there's no charge for it.
In the afternoon. Accept a love offering, and we have you bring something to eat, and
right. We'll
talk about that if you want to come. You just have to give us a call and let us know. Amen. So, what are you looking at now, Pastor Gene?
I
see you looking in your Bible.
I would just... Thank you, Lord. Thinking about all the stuff that goes on that just totally confuses people. And when we don't have, you know, it's like this. We talk about the Bible translations, you know. So I'm a King James man. Here I am in the pulpit, and I tell people to open up to Joel chapter 2, okay. And if you had a congregation, maybe with 70 or 100 people, there'd probably be 8 or 10 different, maybe more, translations out there. They all open it up, and they're reading the same verse that I'm reading, and it's not the same. So what does that bring? Brings confusion. God doesn't want any kind of confusion about His Word. He laid it out. He told us what He wanted us to see and understand. And so we need to stay on His plan, His purpose, what He's doing to understand. You know, the Passover, think about it. That was probably the most important event that happened with Israel back in that day when they came out of Egypt. It was, you know, they'd been in bondage for over 400 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, think about it. It was a foreshadow to the time when Yeshua was going to come. You know, they were delivered out of Egypt. When Jesus died and rose from the grave, He delivered us from the power of sin and death. So the Passover, the fulfillment of that in Yeshua's life, is the most important event that ever happened in history. Everything looks to that point. Even in the book of Revelation, when you get to mid-tribulation, mid-trib is going to be at Passover. All hell is going to break loose from mid-trib out to the end. It's the most important event. So all the timing, the days that we talk about in the book, they all line up all because Passover is the central event that's looked at. It's the life of Yeshua, what He came to do, and the purpose that He came mm-hmm. to do it. And so He fulfilled every single aspect in it. And if He didn't, He could not be qualified be your Messiah, but he fulfilled every single thing that had to be fulfilled. Aren't you glad? And so it is. It's the most important time in history. So we should really honor this. This is a very special, a very holy, and a serious time with God, with not only his people Israel, but all of us that are born again, as Pastor Donna said. You know, we've been grafted into Israel. And so we need to honor this thing a new way. It's not just something that we slough off or do, but it needs to be honored. And we want people to understand that. And so the confusion needs to go. And so that's what we're trying to do on this program with you even today, to understand the truth of some of these things. And it's going to cause you to grow, and you'll stay away from all this. And so, as we mentioned up front, the key thing, we have to understand God's calendar in his Bible. It's not so difficult. It took me a while to figure it out, I know. But I saw what he was showing me. And so a lot of other people understand this now also. There's a lot of Gentile teachers today that understand this. Like, you know, Perry Stone teaches a lot of it. Joe Van Coovering. We could go on Joseph Good, myself. There's a lot of Gentiles that begin to see this. And now we're the windows of heaven are opening up to see what God has planned for us. And so the whole thing, the civil and the spiritual calendar, is all it's revealing is a new birth. We have, God wanted to have Israel to have a new birth when they came out of Egypt. If they would have just done it and believed what he said. You know, if they would have believed what he said and did.
11 days.
11 days they'd been in the promised land. But no, they wanted to eat their, they wanted to go back and eat their garlics and onions and all that stuff. And so what happened? They failed God because of their unbelief. And even when they had an opportunity to go into the promised land, you know, they sent the 12 spies out. Well, only two of them came back with a good report. The rest of them all had a negative report. So what happened? God put 1 year in the wilderness for every day that they had in unbelief. They roamed around until that first generation passed away.
They died.
They died because of their rebellion and unbelief.
They had to have a new generation.
That's right.
Why? Because they had a mindset. They already had a mindset.
That's right.
And so they had to have a new people, younger people,
that's
come
right.
up and learn the things of that Moses was teaching.
That's right.
Because, you know, Moses taught, and they went through the Red Sea. They saw the signs, the wonders, the miracles.
Saw everything.
They saw the things that happened. You know, in Egypt,
still didn't believe.
They weren't happy. They still wanted their leeks and onions and garlic, and they would have preferred to go back and be a slave in Israel. Well, you know, people want handouts. Well, aren't they kind of like the people today? People want socialism.
Yeah.
People want handouts. They want entitlements. They don't want to. They're capable of doing things, but they would rather take the handouts. It's a
That's
lot
right.
easier, isn't it?
Sure
and
is.
So now we see that, actually, we're seeing the same thing. They wanted to go back. They would rather be a slave.
Yeah.
They'd rather go back into the slave market. Well, you know, when we want people in the church, they want to be free. They ask for a prayer for deliverance. They ask for prayer for healing. They believe for their healing. They believe for their deliverance. Yet they go back, they leave the church, and they go back out in the world, and they say, well, you know, but still, I want my handouts.
Yeah.
And you can't have it both ways.
That's right.
You're going to have to grow up and do what God's called us to do and be adults, be mature, go out and work, get a job. You know, people, I think of a wonderful couple in our church. You know, you would say they're handicapped, but God wouldn't say they're handicapped. And they work, and they take care of themselves.
That's
you know,
right.
And not, they know who I'm talking about, you know.
Yeah.
They work, and they take care of themselves. And so, but there are others who would rather just be, have this socialism. Why do you think that Bernie,
yeah.
is so popular with the young people?
Yeah.
Not just with the old people, but with the young people. Young people don't want to work. They don't want to get the education. You know, they would rather just slum around and hang around at their mom's house or dad's house until they're in their 30s. I'm sorry if I'm hurting somebody's feelings.
Get a check
but
from
you
the
know
government.
What? Get a check for the government and have everything taken care of. And have somebody take care of them and feed them and wipe their butts and everything else. They don't want to be adults.
They don't want to be productive at all.
No. And so it's lazy. It's the spirit of laziness and slumber that's come over our country. And, you know, socialism never did work.
Every country it's ever been tried, and it has always failed. It has never worked anywhere in the world.
So this is what's happening to, you know, to
foolish people,
to our country, because people don't want to. This is exactly the same thing as the Jewish people. They would rather wander around in the wilderness and just die out there. Die in their pity, you know, instead of going out there and fighting. See, they had to fight. You know, God doesn't just hand things over to us on a platter. They would have had to gone out gone across there, and they were going to go in to fight. And, you know, only Caleb and Joshua were the only two that were left that came out of Egypt. They were the only two that came out of Egypt, and they were already 80 or even older, maybe.
That's right.
Had to be a little old. Aaron was a little older than Moses, mm-hmm. and so he might have been 83 or what. But anyways, they came out, and not Aaron. He wasn't one of them. I'm sorry. But it was Joshua and Caleb. So they were up there, you know. They came out of they were the only two that came back with a good report out of the 12. And so they're the only two that went in, and they said that they went in. They were as strong as they were when they came out of Egypt. So their strength was still there. So they went in, and they had to fight at that age. See, and they knew that there was giants in the land. They saw the giants, but they also saw the fruit of the land.
That's right.
Well, see, what'd they do? Oh yeah, the fruit's great, but you know, but there's giants over there, and you know, they're bigger than we are, and we look like grasshoppers in their sight. And so we just can't do anything. We can't fight them. So they were defeated before they were defeated in their minds before they even thought about going across and fighting. But you know, when they were obedient, see, that God, even though they were out there to war, God always went before them.
That's right.
God always went before them, and they always won the battle when they were obedient. That's the key, to be obedient. They always won the battle when they were obedient, because God will fight for us.
That's right.
He will fight for us. We'll find favor if we're looking to do what's right. You know, God will find us. And we go out and we look. We put forth an effort. We step forth. You know, faith is not just believing. Faith is making a step of faith and doing something. And so, you know, they would get a good job if they just go out there and do, be diligent about doing what they should do.
That's right. I'm thinking about another place about Passover. Is in Joshua chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at this, when they come across the Jordan River, in verse 19 it says, "And the people came up out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month." Well, now this is the first month. Is this a civil calendar, or is this the spiritual or prophetic calendar? Well, it's a prophetic calendar. This is in the month of Nisan, on the 10th day. That's the day that Jesus rode in on a donkey, okay?
Yes.
To bring the deliverance.
Hosanna,
to
Hosanna.
That's
they
right.
Said.
So the 10th day of the first month, and encamped in a place called Gilgal. Gilgal means what? Rolled away. Yeshua rolled away all our sins when we trust in Him. And it shows you how the waters was dried up. And then I like verse 24, chapter 4. It says, "That all the people of the earth," hear that? It doesn't say Israel. "That all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever." And this is amazing. And so then they went across and came into the promised land. It's interesting.
Awesome.
And then I'm going to go into chapter 5 with you for a moment here. And verse 9 says, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, This day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off of you." This is the city called Gilgal. "Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at eve, between the two evenings at 3 p.m. in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow." The next day they ate of the old corn after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the self same day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after that day. So what we got? We got the 14th, we got the 15th, now this is the 16th. Of Nisan, and manna ceased on the morrow, which would be the 16th of Nisan, after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. Showing a picture of the Nisan 17, then what? The resurrection of Christ and what it brought to all of us. It's incredible what we had. It's amazing what
awesome.
We saw. Just in the Bible, these things, all the patterns that happened of the first covenant for you and I to understand what God wants to do. And so whenever we see anything about deliverance, it's always at the Passover season. This is when it comes. Passover, Passover, Passover. That's what it's all about.
Deliverance.
Deliverance out of Egypt, you know. Deliverance from Haman, we talked about the last week or so, about Purim. When was that? It all started at the month of Nisan, which is during the Passover time. All this, and so we see all this through the Bible. When they came into the promised land with Joshua, it's all there. And then Yeshua, God chose those exact same days again to present the Messiah of the world to all of us on those exact days, showing you the pattern that was there, and that he was the one that came to fulfill it all, and he did everything. He crossed every T, he dotted every I, and he came out.
And during that month of Nisan is when he had them throw pure or lots to see what month they wanted to destroy
Esther's day.
The Jews.
That's right.
So, and that was during that month of Nisan.
That's it.
So, you know, and so he did that, you know. And so, and then when he came up to the Adar, to the month of Adar, and what? So they wouldn't be able to celebrate another Passover.
That's it.
You know, he always, and so we can see, looking at April 1st and May 1st,
that's right.
We can see how the enemy, even back then, even in Haman's time, he's always working to destroy this holy time.
Comes in as subtly sometimes.
Of when Yeshua paid the price.
That's right.
He paid the price. Well, we know that that even Haman, he was hung on that. He died on that 17th of
the day of Nisan. That's when he died. That's right.
Nisan. And we know that Yeshua came out of the grave to overcome the works of the enemy that we might have victory. Just like in Esther, they had victory. But, you know, even those people, they had to go out and fight, didn't they?
Sure they did.
They had to go out and
defend themselves.
And defend themselves. Well, you know, we have to do something. We have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have to be obedient to what God has called us to do.
I was thinking there, Haman, he died on the gallows. He died on the 17th of Nisan, went straight to hell. Yeshua came out on the 17th, and he brought life to the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
Not death, but life. It's amazing when we think about it. The pictures are everywhere, pictures of the Messiah. This whole book is about him from beginning to end. It's amazing. Every page has a signature written on every page of the Bible.
Thank you, Lord.
Prophetically, to show us what's going to happen in the future. And so we should not be unaware. We should know what's going on because the Bible reveals it. And we have this stuff in the church they call forbidden knowledge. Well, you can't know this and you can't know that. That's a lie right out of the pit of hell because there's so much in the Word of God that we know. We know the time and the season of the year when the Messiah will come back. It won't be now. It won't be in the spring. It won't be in the summer. He's fulfilled all those early appointed times. We know the time and the season he's going to come back. The thing we don't have in the equation is we don't know for sure what year we're on. But he has to fulfill trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and tabernacles. He has not fulfilled those yet. And so it's coming.
And we don't know the exact hour or day.
That's why Jesus said you won't know the day nor the hour. They look for a new moon for 2 days, don't they? 48 hours.
But we are to know the time. The Bible says we will know the times and the seasons.
Seasons, that's right.
And we're not to be ignorant of these things.
That's right.
But see, we're ignorant of these things because we don't know the feasts of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are interested in eschatology and you want to study, and you've been studying eschatology, I would suggest you start studying it according to the feast of the Lord. And that's in the book that Pastor Gene has. He studied it according to the feast of the Lord, and he has charts in the back of the book, so it helps you to see the feasts of the Lord, when they happen during the year, and how the book of Daniel and how the book of Revelation fit in to with the feasts of the Lord on these charts.
They all line up with the appointed times.
And they line right up with the appointed times. And so if we don't know the appointed times, then we are lost. We are in darkness.
That's right.
We're not supposed to be in darkness. We're not supposed to be in darkness. We're supposed to know these things. We're not supposed to be ignorant. But, you know, the Bible also says, well, if people are going to be ignorant, let them be ignorant. You can't make people learn things. People have to get a diligent and want to study on their own. Doesn't mean that we're going to know everything, but we will certainly know more than what we know now if we begin to understand the times and the
That's
seasons.
Right.
When we begin to look at God's calendar, God's prophetic calendar,
we won't be surprised.
And we start to look at the feast of the Lord, mainly the feasts of the Lord, and
That's
how
right.
God uses each one of these to fulfill the destiny of that he has planned for the earth.
I thought of this verse right here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. Paul wrote this
mm-hmm.
by the Spirit of God. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. They should. He taught them all about this. The times means the fixed times, and the seasons is talking about the appointed times.
The appointed times.
And he's showing them through all that when this is all kind of come to a conclusion. So we should not be caught in the
darkness.
Try. And then we have these people believing we're going to go all the way through Jacob's trouble. Well, verse 9 of chapter 5 says, for God hath not appointed us unto wrath. Well, that's going to be God's wrath at that time. We won't be here, folks. but to obtain what? Salvation, deliverance, you know, not from only from our sins, but from all the stuff that's going to be on the earth, by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do now. Isn't that incredible?
Amen.
It's amazing. Amazing, amazing. So God has given us, this is a big book, but it all fits together like a glove. And like Donna just told you, if you get this book and look at the charts in the back, everything lines up with God's appointed times. He doesn't miss by one day. When he gives you a number of days, you can't turn it into years like these people are doing today. Now, we know there with Joshua and them, God told them, and Caleb, you know, the people that came out of the group that did, with unbelief, he said, I'm going to give you 1 year for every day of unbelief you had those 40 days that you were over there in the promised land. Well, he told you there that he was going to do that.
One year.
These other places, you can't do that. If he gives you a number of days, study and find out what those days represent. And if you do, it's going to open up a window to you prophetically to see God's plan for everything. And there's a lot of mysteries in this Bible. There really is. But we have to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. It's all there. There's nothing contradicts itself. It's all there. You can look at the charts. They all line up with God's holy word. So I'm staying on Israel. I'm staying
Amen.
With Israel. We're grafted in.
That's the key.
That's it. And we're on the lunar calendar with them. That's the key. I got a book here on my bookshelf that I've had for years, and it's called Forbidden Knowledge. And the person that wrote that passed away. But I've told this at the church. On the front of it, it has an old Gothic Bible, just almost a rag. And it's got a big old chain around it with a big, big lock, like a Gothic lock they had in those days. Well, and it says Forbidden Knowledge. But you turn the book over, and the key to get into the forbidden knowledge,
Israel.
It's got Israel written on the key. That's what we got to find out. This book was about God's people, Israel, and we had the privilege, we had the privilege to be grafted in to the nation of Israel. We're the unnatural branch that's been grafted into the natural branch. So we're going to stick with them till the end. God's given them promises, and he's not going to deviate. So much of the church today thinks that God's done with Israel. No, he's not. He's just getting ready to start with him. He's wooing them right now. And there's more Jews coming to Christ today than ever before. But there's going to be a great revival that's going to come. The Bible makes it clear. There's going to be a lot of them that's going to come. And so we're going to stay with them. We're going to honor them. We're going to support them. We're going to pray for them. We're going to do whatever we can to help God fulfill his purpose for Israel. So remember that God is not done with Israel in any way, shape, or form. Think
Amen.
About this. Yeshua, he's Jewish. He was born Jewish. He grew up Jewish.
He
died Jewish. He's going to come back as a Jew. And he's not coming back to New York City, Boston, L.A. He's coming back to Jerusalem to put his foot again on the Mount of Olives, the place where he left that last time. And so we have all this in the Word of God. So all we have to do is hang on to it by faith. God doesn't give us everything, but he gives us enough to walk by faith and not by sight. And so I love this book that I have before me, the Holy Bible. There's so much in it for us to learn. And so we thank you for that, Lord. And so we got to remember, we can't just stay in the new covenant. We got to go look at the first covenant. They do not contradict one another. They complement one another. The New Testament reveals so many things in the first covenant that the first covenant proves that the New Testament is true also. And so it's an amazing book that we have. It's a living word that you have. This book I have in front of me, this is called the Logos Word, the written word. But we can read this, like I just read this here about the times and seasons. We get a rhema word off of the Logos. We get a living word. That's how I got a lot of things in that book I wrote. I received a living word off of the Logos, and there's some things that you have to dig and look for. And God's going to, if you're looking for something from God, he'll turn over every stone to bring you to the place to show you what you're looking for. So be diligent in those things. Look and look and look and look and ask questions. And then don't believe everything that people tell you. You check it out for yourself. You be the Berean like Paul told him. He says, you be the Bereans. You study these things to see if they are these things really so or not. You can do it yourself. Amen. So we encourage you today, because we've got the Passover season coming up. Take it serious this year, because it's a holy time, and God wants us to know that, how precious it is. It's a remembrance when our Lord and Savior died during that time and rose from the grave, that we all might have an opportunity to be in the kingdom of God, mm-hmm. as we just read there in chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians. that God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation. And how? Through Yeshua the Messiah. All right, Pastor Donna.
Praise God.
You have something
Thank
else you want
Lord.
To say there?
Thank you, Lord.
I could go on and on. I love
yes,
the Lord
could.
So much.
Yes, you could.
And His Word is so precious. But we got to be in the right translation, too. I want to tell you that. A lot of these translations leave out things that you need to know prophetically. And so, hallelujah. When I first wrote this book, I was in the New King James Bible years ago. Mm. And I had to redo it because I realized a lot of things that I put in there didn't line up with what the Scriptures really said. So then when I got back in the King James and redid the whole thing, then everything fit together. Everything fit together. And God told me when I wrote the book, He said, don't you put anything in there that you don't have at least two witnesses to what you're saying. Don't take one verse out of context. If you do, you're going to be messing up. And so I followed His instructions. And so that's what that book's based on. It's based on truth. And it's only from the Word of God. Praise God for that. Well, Pastor Don,
Thank
you got
Lord.
Something else? We were down to about 2.5 minutes ago.
Yes, we are. We've been down to about 2.5 minutes.
We love you
so
all.
We thank the Lord
we
for
love
this,
you all.
This month, this new beginning, this new moon. And we just pray that God will, you'll seek the Lord even more this year. And this biblical year,
Hallelujah.
Or this prophetic year, either way you want to call it, because we need to know about these things, you know. This is the time of the barley that's coming to full mature, and it's still, you know,
growing, yep.
It's not dry, it's growing. They'll be picking it, and they start to do that, Omar.
It's the first fruits.
Omar 1. So we need to know these things, and so. We just want to...
The barley harvest.
We just want to pray that... And that's when Yeshua, He walked into the temple and He taught. Amen. So we're down to just a running out of time. Well, this is Pastors Gene and Donna
I
Hilton,
wish we had another hour.
And we're just blessed to be here every Saturday, every Sabbath, Lord willing. And so if you'd like to know more about the church or about the ministry, just give us a call. It's area code 275-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. And we do have services here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we will be having a Passover Seder on the 24th
of April, right?
So at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So call in if you want to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking as we close here, you know, we really love all of you that listen, and a lot of you listen week after week, and
mm-hmm.
we get calls from time to time from somebody that's listened to it for the first time, and we've been on for 18 plus years.
We had one last week call.
But we love you. That's what we're on here for. We want to see you encouraged to mature, to grow up in the things of the Lord, and you won't be tossed to and fro by all the stuff that we're hearing today, even in the church. And so we're honored to be here with you. So what do we say, Donna, when we close in?
Shabbat Shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
So we tell you to look up, as always. Look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. Every day we get closer and closer, as
Amen.
The Apostle Paul said. So God bless you. Have a great day. We say Shabbat Shalom to you, and we close with Amen.
Amen.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at this same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of prophecy.